With the help of the FBI, Boston police are moving ahead with their investigation into a multiple homicide in Mattapan Tuesday that left four people dead, including a toddler. A fifth person remains on life support. Police say they've secured a search warrant for the home of one of the victims. Meantime, the Boston Herald reports that police have recovered a gun that may be connected to the shootings. In the neighborhood where the murders happened, city officials, including Boston Mayor Thomas Bonino, visited residents yesterday in order to reassure them. WBUR's Anthony Brooks was there and has this report.
Hi, what's your name?
Neville.
Flanked by police, aides, and city workers, Mayor Menino went door to door on Sutton Street in Mattapan, just around the corner from where the murders took place. The goal was to let residents know that the city is there for them. After school sessions for kids, violence prevention programs, among other services. And Menino urged them to get involved.
We want you involved because you only have strong neighborhoods when you have the residents involved. And all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you much.
Thanks.
This helps because people feel unsettled.
This is Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis.
They're afraid of what happened. They're uncertain, and they need to be reassured. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure that this community feels safe.
This violence isn't necessarily new.
Sharon Callender runs a violence prevention program with the Mattapan Community Health Center.
But I think when it hits home, it has a deeper impact. And of course, when it hits a child, because children, as we all know, are innocent. And no child should be killed like this. No individual should have been killed the way these individuals were killed. Because it's always a question of why my child and why did this happen to them.
Sheldine Hope Spencer, who lives in the neighborhood, says the deadly shootings have left many here badly shaken.
And it's not the first time. It's about the third or the fourth time this happened, but this is the worst it's been for the summer. You know, you have shootings going on, people getting injured. I mean, we sit out here on the stoop when it's nice outside. You're going to be running and dodging bullets. It's not a good thing for us, you know.
Hope Spencer appreciates the mayor's visit, but she says a lot of responsibility to make things better in this neighborhood rests with the residents.
It's not more of mine and my own business because it is our business. It's our business. So I think people will open their eyes now and say, it's time to clean it up.
But others visiting Sutton Street yesterday say the killings represented something much bigger and much more troubling.
That execution of those four people was a game changer.
Reverend Eugene Rivers of the Ella J. Baker House in Dorchester has been involved with efforts to reduce youth violence in Boston since the early 90s. He says back then, the murders were usually associated with the drug trade, and so they had a certain grim logic. But he says Tuesday was something much more vicious.
How we understood violence 15 years ago no longer works when they are summarily executing people in ways that remind one of Mexico or Colombia. And the criminologists are 15 years behind where the industry of violence is in the black community.
Rivers says it's time for city officials and neighborhood leaders to come up with new ways to combat this new kind of violence. But David Kennedy, with the John Jay College of Criminal Justice, disagrees. Kennedy helped craft the city's successful response to youth violence in the 90s. A key piece of that was Operation Ceasefire, in which police went after entire gangs, cracking down on drug offenses, probation violations, and sending a zero-tolerance message. It worked 15 years ago, and Kennedy says Boston cops are still using it.
It has been working, and before this latest uptick in Boston, things were, in fact, all moving in the right direction. There is no absolute vaccination against any of this yet, and truly awful things continue to happen.
Overall, violent crime in Boston has been decreasing in recent years, but this year there's been a spike in the number of murders. Compared with this time last year, they're up by almost a third. But Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis doesn't regard this as a new kind of crime, even with the murder of a child.
I think that's really the piece of this that has everybody so on edge. But when we get to the final motive, you know, it's going to be the same motive that we've seen over and over. It's going to involve gangs. It's going to involve drugs. It's going to be one of those things that just shows that some people are willing to do anything to make money for themselves.
The shootings on Tuesday were the city's deadliest since 2005, when four young men were gunned down in a Dorchester recording studio. It took police 5 months to arrest two suspects who were later convicted and are now in jail. For WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.